In London and cities around Britain, thousands of protesters demonstrate against President Trump's immigration crackdown. Fueling people's anger, the Prime Minister's invitation to Trump for a full state visit to the UK.
No way.
It shouldn't be a state visit because it would be embarrassing to the Queen and also to the rest of the UK.
We want trade with everybody else, but we want trade with people who have values and things that we support. And certainly Trump's leadership of America is not going along those lines.
This year, Mr. Trump will be accorded all the pomp and pageantry of a state visit, with a ride to Buckingham Palace in a gilded carriage with the Queen. That has particularly riled the British objectors, incensed by what they see as Trump's Muslim ban and his confrontational style. Saeed Awasi, a former cabinet minister, the first British Muslim to make it to the top of British politics, says the new president doesn't deserve a state visit.
I mean, they're an honour of the highest order. It's lots of banquets and gifts and welcoming and flattering speeches, and all at much cost to the British taxpayer. And we have to question whether this is something that Britain should be doing for a man who has no respect for women, disdain for minorities, little value for LGBT communities, no compassion clearly for the vulnerable, and whose policies are rooted in divisive rhetoric.
But the visit has its defenders, especially amongst ardent Brexiters like Conservative Member of Parliament Jacob Rees-Mogg.
To invite our closest ally, democratically elected, supported by the American people, to come on a state visit is a completely sensible and routine thing to do. Labour governments invited Ceausescu and Putin on state visits. We are inviting the leader of the free world. It is a very sensible thing to do, and it's in the British national interest.
And Prime Minister May insisted the visit will go ahead.
I have issued that invitation for a state visit for President Trump here to the, and that invitation stands.
Nevertheless, she distanced her government from Trump's travel ban. Her foreign secretary described it as divisive and wrong. The Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, went further, giving evidence before a parliamentary committee. She said the ban could easily backfire.
ISIL and Daesh will use any opportunity they can to make difficulties, to create the environment that they want, to radicalise people, to bring them over to their side. So it is a propaganda opportunity for them, potentially.
In spite of this embarrassment over President Trump's policy, Theresa May's government is riding high.
The ayes to the right, 498. The noes to the left, 114.
May's Brexit bill, authorising her to start the negotiations with her European partners, has just passed its first stage in Parliament and with a thumping majority. In the Commons, May taunted the leader of the opposition. Could he have matched her own success in winning American support?
Would he have been able to lay the foundations of a trade deal?
No.
Would he have got a 100% commitment to NATO?
No.
But while May's supporters are thrilled she hit it off with President Trump, among her European partners, it's not playing so well.
The change in Washington puts the European Union in a difficult situation.
The head of the European Council, Donald Tusk, has just ranked the new American president, alongside Russia, China and radical Islam, as a threat to the future of the EU. Can May really expect a warm welcome when she next meets her fellow European leaders?
I think the reception she's going to get is going to be pretty frosty.
John Springford of the Centre for European Reform says most EU leaders don't appreciate May cozying up to the new president. And he says that Trump's offer of a free trade deal will hinder her Brexit negotiations.
A lot of Europeans see this as essentially the UK trying to use the deal to blackmail the EU into giving lots of concessions to the UK, and they don't take it very kindly.
But others argue that security may well trump the European worries about Brexit and the new president's apparent hostility towards the EU. Simon Booth of the Open Europe think tank says that by extracting a commitment to NATO from President Trump, May has proved her worth to the rest of Europe.
If the UK can focus US minds on the importance of NATO, the UK will remain of value to the European Union.
And therefore worth doing a generous deal with.
Yes, I think that would be the logic.
But he accepts the rest of the EU may pursue a different logic, that if the bloc is to survive, Brexit must not be a success. Wooing Trump and winning his support may not in the end ensure Britain gets a smooth ride out of the EU. Stephen Beard, DW, London.